This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. Members of the Honolulu City Council got their first chance to grill HART's CEO and Mayor Caldwell's administration about the deep divide over the rail project's public-private partnership. Mayor Kirk Caldwell dropped a bombshell 2 weeks ago when he told the Federal Transit Authority the city could not go forward with the Memorandum of Understanding. The HART Board has yet to formally terminate the process. HART CEO Andy Robbins told the council he still believes the P3 contract is the best option for building the project, even though news reports indicate bids may be above what has been budgeted. Robbins is limited by what he can divulge because of procurement law. An official announcement has been delayed and may not come until later in the year.
We launched the procurement process more than a year and a half ago, and I can assure you that the teams from both HART and the city worked extremely hard together on all of the aspects of the P3 procurement. It's a challenging project. It's a mega project in itself, and a lot of interaction in terms of the discussions that are allowed under the Hawaii Procurement Code. One thing I know for sure, you know, when we say no more delays, if we get into a re-procurement, then we're building in a definite delay. So before we go there, I want to make sure that we have exhausted every opportunity to find a way, see if there's a way to get the P3 to a successful conclusion. I don't believe it's been allowed to play out.
And following that five-hour council session, Mayor Caldwell talked with us about what led to the decision to pull out of the Triple P deal.
The P3 bids were to be submitted and were submitted on July, the end of July, at our insistence, by the way. He wanted more time. And they were to be awarded at the end of August with a notice to proceed in November. At the end of August, there was no award. And I don't even know what all the reasons are that there was no award, except that obviously it didn't come under the terms and conditions that were hoped for. And our chief procurement officer, along with the evaluation committee, made the recommendation to me that we could no longer proceed in this Triple P, given what the bids were. And then I wanted to immediately notify the FTA, the Federal Transit Administration, because they've made it abundantly clear now for a couple of years since we started down this P3 path that should there be anything that jeopardizes this path, they want to know immediately. And I wanted to tell them back at the end of August, but was told by the CEO of HART that I could not do so because of this memorandum of understanding that we had signed that prohibited me from talking to anyone, even just telling them we weren't going to be involved anymore. So we had to cancel the memorandum of understanding, and he said you need 30 days in order to do so. And that 30th day ran on September 25th, which was the day that I told the FTA, the council, and then the public as to what happened. I'd like to tell the public what I don't even know, but our procurement officers know, Andy knows, and our evaluation committee knows, that somehow this Triple P did not turn out the way everyone hoped it would. And I'm still hopeful that that will come out shortly. Andy needs to make a decision as to whether he's going to continue to negotiate with the bidders under the P3. He said he was in the media. Today he said he was not negotiating in secret in response to my statements, which means he's not negotiating at all, which is troubling because if we're just sitting there doing nothing, that jeopardizes the future of this project. And we need to get off of this P3 and get back to the FTA with an alternative way forward, of which I think the more traditional design build model is the appropriate way to go in a phased manner because of the challenges, because of the pandemic and just increasing costs and funding shortfalls.
When you let the FTA know, what was their response?
They weren't surprised because they had expressed skepticism about our Triple P because it wasn't a pure Triple P. It was one where 3/4 of the project was either constructed or under construction, where there was a 13-year operation and maintenance agreement already, and where financing was somewhat in place. Usually the Triple P's are ones that are brand new, where nothing has been built, where there's no operating agreement in place, and where financing is a big component because that's where they get a lot of their funds from, their profits from. And so they expressed skepticism but said, it's your choice, but if there's any problems, we want to know and we want to know immediately. And that's why I told them as soon as I possibly could without breaching the conditions of the agreement between HART and the city under this MOU. And so they were appreciative of that, but they were also disturbed by the fact that here it is, after much delay, 3 years of delay, we don't have a contract in hand that we can show them so that they can release the rest of the funding that, you know, they've committed to the project, which is approximately $744 million is remaining. And they said, you know, we could start seeing funds if we had a contract in hand. We have no contract in hand, and I don't know how we could deliver a contract based on the bids that were received according to the recommendations by our chief procurement officer and evaluation committee. They did not want to go for it, and therefore we need to figure out another way to get a contract in hand.
Okay, so you yourself don't know the specific details, but based on what your people are telling you, you can't in good conscience continue along this path.
That's their advice to me, the ones that are front and center involved with this bidding process. And I'm going to listen to those folks because there are our city employees, and they're advising me as the mayor of the city on how to proceed. And they say you cannot proceed given how the bids came in. And they told me they cannot tell me more until the chief procurement officer for the HART, which is the CEO of HART, says they're no longer an active procurement. Once they say that, I can tell the FTA what these bids are. I mean, I'll find out, and then I can tell the FTA, and I can tell you, Catherine. And I think once that information gets out, I would assume the majority of the people of this island would understand why we can't go forward. Because I think the guys on this, the chief procurement officer and the evaluation committee, are reasonable, hardworking people that understand the problems, and I think the rest of us will too.
I imagine nobody wants to throw a monkey wrench into the process. You want it to be above board and make sure that you can withstand any challenge, any future challenge. So you want to make sure you do it right.
No, that's exactly right, Catherine. I have to say this decision and announcement that we're pulling out of the Triple P was not a decision I wanted to make. You know, I've fought for 8 years. I'm in my last 3 years of my 3 months of my term. And rail is something that's near and dear and passionately supported by our administration every step of the way. And it's been a hard slog every step of the way and want to keep going. But when you see the outcome, you know, the way it is and see no way to proceed under the Triple P, then you have to make the hard decision on recalibrating. It doesn't mean you give up on the goal, but there has to be a different way to that goal. And that's what I'm hoping the CEO of HART will see and come on board to work in a different way towards the goal of building the last 4.16 miles and 8 stations of the system.
We've heard a lot about the utility relocation in that final stretch. Is there anything you want to say about that, about the relocation and the issues with the variances?
I think what they're asking for is 100% design plan. It's what they ask for from everybody on the island of Oahu who go into our city streets, you know, including the environmental services. They have to design to 100% when they go into our city streets to rebuild our sewer system. The Board of Water Supply has to do 100% designs when they go into our city streets to rebuild a water main. And any private company who wants to go into our street to lay any kind of utility, whether it be gas, whether it be telecom, those kind of things, they have to design to 100%. And HART has not submitted any designs to 100% since the utility relocation began over 2 years ago, despite our repeated request that they provide such drawings. And quite frankly, Catherine, I don't know why they can't do that when everyone else can, including Lori. And it's part of the problem with HART all along. From day one, HART starts doing construction without 100% design plans. And as they go forward, they get surprised by things because they haven't designed to 100%. And when they find surprises, it's called a change order, and then it costs more money. We want to avoid that pattern of repeating itself over and over and over. And so the request of 100% design plans is a reasonable one, one that everyone else meets, both government and the private sector. And they haven't been able to provide one plan for 1 inch, let alone 1 foot or 1 yard of any utility relocation for over 2 years. And I don't even know how you can answer why you couldn't do that.
So without that, you can't grant those variances? Because we're talking like 42-inch mains, right? We're talking big pipes.
Yeah. We're talking very large water mains and sometimes very large sewer infrastructure. And they need plans designed to 100% to show how they're going to relocate these, where the trenching is going to go, how they're going to lay it down, what's on top of what, because you have sewer and water, and there's protocols on what goes where, and you always want sewer below water, not sewer above water in case there's a sewer main break, force main break. And so these things are reasonable, provided in every other case, and HART needs to do the same, and they should have in over 2 years been able to do this. And by the way, they've been promising it to me as mayor for at least a year. Mayor next month, mayor next week, mayor, it's right around the corner. They've promised so many times they've stopped promising now because it hasn't been forthcoming.
I think I heard one of your directors talk about the need for those plans because they said that if there's an issue and a problem, it could impact water to Waikiki or downtown.
The water main is a major water main that supplies water to the urban core, extremely important, and it has to be made sure that whatever is done, that it's protected and done in a way where it's not going to damage the system or, more importantly, put something over the system that if you had to do a repair, you couldn't get at it very easily. And that's why we need 100% design plans. I would tell the public that just like them, I want to know what the Triple P bids came in at. I think they have a right to know. I think I have a right to know. And I think when those bids are made public, they'll understand why it was difficult, if not impossible, to proceed under the procurement code and under how the bids came in. As far as utility relocation, I think just like everyone else in life, you have to have your plans and they have to be fully developed before you proceed, and particularly when you're talking about spending hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars to get this thing done right. With utilities that have been in these roadways for a long time, and once rail is built, will be difficult to get at because of what's on top of these utilities. That's an elevated rail system.
Was there anything you heard Andy Robbins tell the council that stuck with you?
Well, I heard him say that, when I talked about he's negotiating in secret because he said he was proceeding with their procurement, and to proceed with their procurement, that means you're negotiating with the bidders. He said he's not negotiating in secret. So my question, well, I was surprised, is what has he been doing for the past couple weeks? If he's not negotiating in secret, what is he doing to move this project forward? At the end of the day, we need to move this project forward. The FTA demands that we do so, and he needs to come over and start to work with us on a plan B.
And critics are using this opportunity to call for ending the line at Middle Street or in Chinatown. What do you say to that?
I'd say this is nothing new. I've read the statements by these critics. They're the same ones who opposed the project from the very beginning out in Kapolei. I understand some folks just don't like this rail project. Some don't like how it looks. Some don't believe it's going to work. And I think it's critical that this project be completed all the way to Ala Moana, where you're going to get the greatest ridership from Middle Street to Ala Moana. And it has to be an elevated system that is fast and reliable, not something that ends early where you have to get on a bus to get on the train to get off the train to get on a bus. Severely impact ridership. We need to stay the course and find a way. And we're not talking about a project that's relevant just for today, but for 100 years from now, 30 years from now, people will look back just like on the H3 and forget all the controversy and just be grateful that it's built. I would think that stopping at Middle Street will have a dramatic negative impact on the project because, one, ridership will be a lot less and it doesn't get to where people need to go, which is Ala Moana Shopping Center, not to shop, but to get to major employment centers like Waikiki. And Ala Moana Shopping Center, believe it or not, is the largest bus transit center in the state of Hawaii. Thousands upon thousands of rides get off and get on there in a bus system that's all around and through the center. And it's stopping there short term, the minimal operating segment, to get people from the west side closer to Waikiki to go to work. And more folks to get closer to the University of Hawaii Manoa, 30,000 of them, to go to school, which is why it ends there in the minimum operating segment. The locally preferred alternative, which instead of being 20 miles, is 26 miles, goes from downtown Kapolei to UH Manoa to get people closer to where they need to go. And we need to stay that course if the system is going to be viable and successful.
And the option of Chinatown?
Stopping at Chinatown, there's not going to be a major bus transit center in Chinatown because there's not enough space for the type of transit center that you see at Ala Moana, where it's all through Kona Street and all around the shopping center. There's not that alternative in Chinatown. Short blocks, no, totally built out, very narrow sidewalks. It doesn't work in terms of getting people from there the rest of the way. And secondly, as I said, to get there, you need to get on a bus, get on rail, get off the rail, get on a bus, is very inconvenient and unattractive for people we're trying to incentivize the ride the train all the way to work. The city has made its position clear to everybody, starting with the FDA. And I think the CEO of HART needs to show how he's going to do this without negotiating in secret and still negotiate. And if he can't do that, and I don't know how he can proceed in a procurement where the city has pulled out of, and it's the major portion of the procurement process, and he has to follow the procurement code, that he needs to recognize at this point that he has to work with the city on a plan B and move expeditiously, openly, and transparently with all the stakeholders.
That was Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell explaining why he felt the city had to pull out of the public-private partnership on the rail project.